Parsha, we have Besoif Chayiv Shel Yaakov. You know, he's giving brachas. And he gives brachas to the sons of Yosef, to Menashe and Ephraim. And the pasuk says, Evorchim b'yema hu leymar, b'cho yivarech Yisrael leymar, yisimcha eleikim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. This is the famous bracha. That the bracha is that Klal Yisrael, all future daris, they should use Menashe Ephraim as the nusach bracha. That all of Klal Yisrael, future daris, should bench their kinderlach. That who they should be like, the bracha is that they should be like Menashe and Ephraim. Simcha lekim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. The basic question everyone asks is that out of all the many, many great people Klal Yisrael had, and of all the great people Klal Yisrael had, why do we single out Ephraim and Menashe? There were many other Shvatim, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Yosef, and David. What is so special about Ephraim and Menashe? They're singled out to be the example of the bracha that we branch all kids, all future kids in Klal Yisrael, it should be like as Ephraim and Menashe. So, one of the many explanations of this, one of the explanations, the famous explanation, is said over B'Shem the Panovich Rav. He said, the uniqueness of Ephraim and Menashe that they never experienced, that they never had what's called to be the stars. I know. A person can have wonderful kids, got the best kids, as shalom as possible. But there's one rule that doesn't escape anybody usually. And that is that to read the Siddurus, at the end of the day, each new generation of children is a lower generation. They're farther away from Davis, farther away from Har Sinai. And that's almost a chayik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ingrained in the Bria, that these Yerida Siddurus, every generation, be it as great as they may, but they're not as great as the previous nation, as the previous generation. Ephraim and Menashe were an exception to this rule. They were an anomaly. Ephraim and Menashe, the Pasuk says, in the Hemshech HaParsha, that Yosef HaTzadik says, Kiruvein v'shimen yuli, that they got upgraded, they were elevated to a status of Shvatim, even though they were sons of Yosef, who was one of the Shvatim. But they themselves were elevated to the din of Shvatim. They took a portion in the Chalukas Haaretz, in Eretz Yisrael. They were treated as Shvatim. They had a level of Shvatim. So by Ephraim and Menashe, they were zeichet to the special, unique thing, Mila, that they didn't have Yehudah Sederes. This is the Nakuda we're trying to give, an extra bracha to every single child. We're saying that your job is to mechanech them, but let them be like Ephraim and Menashe, let them be that they don't experience Yehudah Sederes. The more famous part of the Panovich Rav. Zeicha wants to hear Ben Rabsi Partzavis Shlita. He was once speaking at a Shalom Zohar. And he said over his vart from the Panovich Rav, and he said he wanted to be a Shemea Moisef. And he added a taich, a hezber taka. What was the secret of Yosef HaTzadik? That Menashe and Ephraim was zeichah, that his children were zeichah, that didn't have Yehudah Sederes. Maybe if we try to understand that the secret of Yosef HaTzadik is we also zeichah, that our kids taka will be like Ephraim of Menashe. He wanted to say a taich. He said, a beautiful taich. He said, we know that one of the ideas, basic ideas of Yosef, that he was the mamshech of Yaakov. And he was Rod the most Yukne Shalovev. He had the image of Yaakov in his head, in his conscience. And he tried to continue the tafkid of Yaakov. Yaakov was an Eish, Yosef was a Lahava. He had in mind the Tata, the idea that the image of the Tata, the most of the Tata, that was he was Mamshech. That was Tzvi Pshat, that most people, when they're giving a chinuch, they're giving their own chinuch. They're giving their own chinuch. So their chinuch is a generation further and lower than their parents' chinuch. So their children also, they have this Yehudah Sederes, they get the chinuch of the next generation. But Yosef was giving the tzai, was giving over the chinuch of Yaakov. So Be'etzem, what Menashe and Ephraim had was the chinuch of Yaakov. They have the chinuch that all other Shvatim, that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yehuda had. If they had the chinuch of Yaakov, they were able to taka bishvatim. They were able to bishvatim. They were zeichah that didn't have Yehudah Sederes. This was the taich that the Batzavit said over at the Shalom Zacher, and he was privileged that the Yitzchak Hellman, Shlita, Sazan Gesund, he was stood up and gave a standing haskama. So this word was a beautiful taich in the Koyach of Yehudah Sederes. To be able to give an Asher Ephraim, that was why they were zeichah that they didn't have Yehudah Sederes. Not the Shema. I would like also to be a Shema Meisif. I would like also be Meisif Nacha Prat. And I want to say another Nakuda. And I think we have to add into how was Yosef able to give over the chinuch to the period of the Gedolos. The Emes is clear, it's not so poshut. Although we see it says that Yosef had the Musdukne Shalafif. We find Parashat Miketz, find that Ephraim, when he called Menashe and Ephraim, when he gave out the names of Menashe and Ephraim, why did he give the name of Menashe to Menashe? Says the Pasuk says that he called Benoi Bechor Menashe. Yiku Yosef Shem Abchor Menashe. He called Menashe Menashe Lashon Shichan. One of the meanings of Shani is Lashon of forgetting. Hashem helped him. Hashem helped him forget all the kalamoli, all the travails that he went through. As Beis Avi, was called Beis Avi. Hashem helped him forget Beis Avi. He forgets what it was like to be when he grew up in Yaakov's house and that Malkum Torah, Malkum Kadosh, Malkum Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Helm, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef HaTzadik is calling his son based on this idea that he forgot. That he helped him forget what Beis Avi was about, what Beis Avi was about. And obviously, this is something that Yosef thought was a building, was a davar chashuv, if he called his son about this. Now, how do we reconcile with this idea of the Musa Yukhne Shalavi B'chal? Apparently, what they're saying is like this. Let's develop an idea. That although, yes, Yosef, Yavada saw himself as a mamshech, as Yaakov, of Yaakov. Yosef Yavada knew the Yisoid, that as much we don't believe that the furthering generations that were better than the previous generation, the opposite is true. We have to build, the closer you are to the Ovis, the closer you are to our Sinai, is the greater you are. And we have to continue the Yisoidus and continue the Mesaira of what we saw by the Tatas, by our fathers, by our Rebbeim. But Mitzacheni, Yosef was in a new land. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Yosef wasn't living in Beis Avi. He wasn't living in the Kaddish, in the house, Malkum Torah, of Beis Avi. He wasn't living in Mir Yeshiva or in Brisk. He was living in Mitzrayim, very, very far, and very, very different. Apparently, the pshat in this pasuk in Yeshani L'kim Es HaMalei is called Beis Avi is, if Yosef would have vividly in his mind the exact picture of Beis Avi, which maybe he would have wanted to have, if it would have been vivid in his mind, he would have felt impelled, Ramesh imitates, to copy, to almost cut and paste, based off of, and that wouldn't have worked in Mitzrayim because Pashut Mitzrayim is not Beis Yaakov. It's not the house of Yaakov. It required that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, that he didn't have a direct picture. He didn't have the exact picture of Beis Yaakov. So what happened? Now Yosef had to work to recapture and to bring and conjure up his connection of Beis Yaakov while he was in Mitzrayim. Dainu, he had to use his own avodah to try to remember what was there and bring it into Mitzrayim. And the emes, we mentioned before that the Musdukne Shalaviv, if you look at the measure of the Lashonis of Chazal, it doesn't say that when Yosef went into the Zisayin of with Bayit Tiferet, he walked in with Musdukne Shalaviv. No, in the beginning he didn't. In the beginning, Chazal say, the Gemara, when it says that he was ready, he fell into a matzah of Zisayin, he was ready to be chayitah. He didn't come armed with the picture of Musa Yisrael, and he was invincible. He used to work with his own avoda. He was in Mitzrayim, and he worked with his own avoda of Vayimoyin, and he pushed himself to refuse. And he, through his own avoda, he was able to bring back to Musa Yisrael. When you're bringing back Musa Yisrael, he wasn't copying Musa Yisrael. He was taking the Musa Yisrael into Mitzrayim. This is the tremendous balance of Yosef HaTzadik. And I like to suggest this is what he did in his chinuch also, getting back to the original vort of what Yosef was doing, did in his chinuch. Yes, it's true, this is the vort that he was saying before, of the vort of Panavich Rav, that Yosef was zoiche to have children of Menashe Mephraim. He was zoiche to give over the chinuch of Yaakov. It's emes. But what did he give over the chinuch of Yaakov? He gave over the chinuch of Yaakov. It was a cut and paste. He said exactly what Yaakov did. It was exactly what he did when he was in Beis Avi. When Yaakov was in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. Exactly what he did in the Mokum Kodesh over there is exactly what he did for his children. No, Shani Lakim is Beis Avi. He didn't have the exact picture of Beis Avi in his hand. But what he did do was he took the fundamentals, the concept. In the applications, Yevada applied it to his children in Mitzrayim. Children in Mitzrayim, they couldn't imitate exactly what was there. He took the concepts, the fundamentals, the principles. Mitzarechot, he didn't say, okay, it's a new generation, it's Mitzrayim, so let me forget about everything and I'm not even going to try to make an effort to try to bring over the Messiah that I got with Yaakov. No, Chas v'Shalom. I have to be Mamshech Yaakov as much as I could. But I can't imitate. It can't be an imitation. It has to be taking the Yisoides, the fundamentals, what existed before, and applying it, taking it and using it, maybe putting it in a different formula, how you give it over, how you present it. It's the Yisoides. Yosef, to his own avodah, he took over the Dmus Yukna. He took over what he had for the Gedaris, but he presented it to his children. This is the tremendous balance that Yosef HaTzadik used, and this is a balance that we have to use in Chinuch. Either extreme is not correct. Those who think that, you know, we can't use the old ideas, we can't use the Yisoides, Chas v'Shalom, the Yisoides of all Harei Kodesh, Etze'enei Elohorim, Al Tikri Ahorim Elohorim, we look back to our parents, we look back to our grandparents, we look back to our Abayim. We must always strive, there always must be an inner tenua, an inner motion, direction that we're always trying to, as much as we could, capture the fundamentals and the Yisoides that we have from the Friyadei Gedaris. But we have to balance that. There's no way we could give it over exactly the way it was then. It's at the end of the day a different bar. But if we somehow maskil, we have that tremendous ability that Yosef HaTzadik did, to be able to be mitzar the two things together. Mitzad echo neshane lekim es beis avi, but mitzad sheni, to bring the demus yoknoi, to bring the demus yoknoi to this new place, to bring it over to the new door, to bring it over to Mitzrayim, to somehow taste the Kedus Zuknei Shal Oviv of Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Then we'll be Zoycha B'Siyat HaDashmaya to have children, the Yisimcha Lekim Kefrayim V'Kevan Hashem.